Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we get into the first week of April, we have a few events coming up here at the office this week that I want to remind folks of. First of all, if you are a 4-H member who is graduating from high school this year, don't forget that the application deadline for our 4-H senior scholarships is this Friday, April 5th. Be sure to stop by the Extension office or get an application off our website to get your application in for the 4-H Graduating Senior Scholarship. Again, those applications are due this Friday. Also coming up on Saturday is Swine Weigh-In for any 4-H or FFA members that are planning to exhibit swine at the Cass County Fair in 2019. Be sure to check your 4-H newsletter for details on the Swine Weigh-In. It starts at 8 a.m. here on the Cass County Fairgrounds, and anyone who is in line by 11 a.m. will be allowed to weigh in. If you would like to get your tags picked up in advance, those are available now at the Extension office, so you can stop by and pick up swine tags and plan to join us for Swine Weigh-In. Again, that is this Saturday, April 6th, beginning at 8 in the morning here on the fairgrounds. We do have some rule changes for the swine department this year, so if you'd like more information about Swine Weigh-In or the Senior Scholarship, you can check out the April 4-H newsletter on the Cass County Extension website to get all of the details on that. Of course, you can also give our office a call if you have any questions. We'd be happy to help you out. Also want to let folks know about a meeting we have coming up here in a couple weeks. The Emerald Ash Borer Public Meeting will be held on April 18th. From 6:30 to 8 p.m. here at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds. This is a public meeting for homeowners or any concerned residents of Cass County. The meeting is free and no pre-registration is required, but if you're interested in learning more about Emerald Ash Borer now that it has been confirmed in Cass County, you are welcome to attend that public meeting. Again, that is scheduled for April 18th. That is a Thursday evening here at the Cass County Community Center beginning at 6:30 p.m. We'll go over how to identify emerald ash borer, how to make sure that the tree you want to treat is an ash tree, signs of infestation with emerald ash borer, whether or not the tree is safe or a candidate for treatment, different options for treatment if your tree is eligible, how emerald ash borer spreads, and some ash tree replacement options for your landscape. Presenters from ISU Extension and the Iowa Department of Ag, Land, and Stewardship, as well as our district forester, Lindsay Barney, will all be on hand to present for that Emerald Ash Borer public meeting on Thursday evening, April 18th. And finally, as the weather warms up and you're getting out in your yard, our horticulture experts this week are talking about pre-emergence control of crabgrass. The key to successful control of crabgrass is correct timing of a pre-emerge herbicide application, as well as proper application of the material itself. Pre-emerge herbicides must be applied before the crabgrass seeds germinate. If applied too early, crabgrass seeds that germinate late in the season will not be controlled, but if applied too late, some seeds will already have germinated. Herbicides should normally be applied in early to mid-April in southern Iowa. The weather in late winter and early spring, as we know, often varies from year to year in Iowa, and so gardeners should make minor adjustments in the timing of that pre-emergence herbicide application. The good news, if you're uncertain, is that Mother Nature provides some helpful and colorful clues. Pre-emergence herbicide should be applied when the forsythia blossoms start dropping or when redbud trees begin to bloom and show color. Crabgrass seed germination typically begins shortly after these events, so that's a good indicator of how the weather has been for the year and when you should start applying. Of course, to ensure you're applying properly, carefully read and follow label directions on the package. Make sure the spreader has been carefully calibrated and is working properly before you begin applying. If you're looking for a non-chemical product to prevent crabgrass germination, there are many products available on the market that contain corn gluten meal. These can be applied to lawns in spring to prevent germination of crabgrass seeds. This is a corn milling byproduct, and when applied in spring, it interferes with the germination of crabgrass seeds. It's also an organic fertilizer, containing approximately 10% nitrogen. As a pre-emerge herbicide, corn gluten meal becomes more effective after 2 or 3 years of repeated application, so keep that in mind. They should be applied at the same time as chemical pre-emergence herbicides. They are not as widely sold as chemical pre-emergence, but can be found at garden centers and other retailers if you look. We also do get questions occasionally about whether or not you can successfully sow grass seeds after the application of a pre-emergence herbicide. Keep in mind that many pre-emergence herbicides with active ingredients such as Benafin, Bensulfide, Diothiopyr, Pendimethalin, and Prodiamine prevent the germination of crabgrass seeds in spring and will also prevent the germination of turfgrass seeds. If you intend to sow grass seed in the spring, the only pre-emergence herbicide that can be used is Acidiuron, brand name Tupersan, and Mesotrione. These effectively control crabgrass without affecting the germination of turfgrass seeds. They are found in lawn starter, fertilizer, and weed preventer products at garden centers and other retailers. You can also sow grass seed successfully in late summer, in that mid-August to mid-September timeframe, after a spring application of a pre-emerge herbicide. By late summer, that will have broken down and not interfere with grass seed germination in the lawn. All of this information comes, of course, from our horticulture experts at the ISU Hortline. You can give them a call at 515-294-3108 or email hortline@iastate.edu with all of your yard and garden questions. And of course, for information on upcoming programs here in Cass County, you can give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our Cass County Extension website or by following our Facebook page for upcoming events. You can also stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.